Well, I was really honored recently to have Professor Jiang on my show. He visited in studio. He did the Alex Jones show earlier in the day, live with Alex, and then afterwards he came over to my studio, which is really not that physically far away. And so I was able to sit down with him to do a pre-record interview. And in that interview, one of the things he said was how unhealthy and toxic the food is in America. And every time he travels around America, he ends up with diarrhea and, digestive upset, and it really misses the food back in Beijing. And honestly, I don't blame him. I can't eat American food on the road either. I mean, no way. That's why I make my own food. That's why I make my own smoothies. This is why I carry around a cooler with smoothies with me, if I'm on a road trip, or if I'm going to the Alex studio, whatever, I'm bringing smoothies with me, or other foods from my own store, like snack, like organic cashews or almonds, or other things like that. Usually products from my own store. And what Professor Jiang and I agree on here is that the American processed food ecosystem is the most toxic in the world. And I believe it's happening on purpose. And he also said the American healthcare system it's catastrophically bad. In fact, he was talking about the Chinese healthcare system and how simple it is to make an appointment to visit a doctor and to be seen and to even, be treated in some way, or maybe be prescribed something if that's what the doctor determines is the right course of action, and how it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't, there's no money. You don't have to buy health insurance in order to have that coverage. It's part of the national program. And I want to point out, although I didn't have time in the interview to mention this to him, but I want to point out to you here, the American people are used or even sacrificed as profit centers for big food and big pharma. So the big food industry profits from selling you really low-grade pig slop, even worse than pig slop, actually, just nutritionally worthless garbage that's packaged to look, pretty or to look inviting, but it's actually just total garbage. And it's nutritionally deficient. It doesn't have the nutrients that are found in plants that prevent cancer or prevent neurological inflammation or prevent heart disease, etc. In fact, these processed foods in America that the vast majority of people consume are deliberately formulated with ingredients like high fructose corn syrup or sodium nitrite treated meats, ingredients that cause type 2 diabetes, or ingredients that cause cancer, that cause heart disease, that cause Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis, cardiovascular heart disease, etc. High blood pressure, all these things. These are caused by the crappy food supply, in other words, and it's not that way around the world. In the European Union, people eat much better than the way Americans eat, and in all of Asia, people eat better. I don't mean they eat in a more expensive manner. It may be more traditional foods or ethnic foods, but people eat healthier when they eat their more traditional foods, whether we're talking about, Malaysia or the Philippines or Indonesia or Korea, South Korea, Vietnam, etc. When people choose the traditional foods, they're eating in a far more healthful way. But in addition to big food profiting off of the addictive qualities of their foods that keep people coming back for more of the same garbage, that's really high profit but low nutritional density garbage, big pharma profits from treating but not curing the diseases caused by these foods. So, of course, big pharma is making money off the diabetes and the cancer and the heart disease, etc., that is caused by eating a bunch of toxic processed foods. So this explains why you don't see, let's say, a national healthcare system or socialized medicine, as it's called. You don't see that in America because the government would go broke treating all of the disease caused by the food industry that the government subsidizes and supports. In other words, the whole system is so toxic in America that anybody who tries to cover healthcare costs will go broke, including the government itself. That's why the government doesn't want a system like what China has. And by the way, China's system, I'm not saying it's the best in the universe. You know, it's got its own issues, no doubt, challenges. But one of the ways that China and Taiwan and other countries like India, one of the ways that they make their healthcare so affordable is that they're not purchasing brand name, high priced prescription medications for the population. They are using generics. They're using generics. And the generics can be manufactured when they're off patent at a fraction of the price of the original mainstream drug. In addition, in these other countries, it is illegal for the drug companies to advertise on television and magazines, etc., to push their drugs. It's illegal. I think the U.S. is one of only two countries in the world that even allows that practice to take place. So in the U.S., you have the drug companies, you know, pushing consumers, like, ask your doctor for this drug, ask your doctor for that drug. And that actually influences people to push for those drugs. So that's promoting the drugs that may or may not actually be useful at all. And what doctors also know, that is mainstream conventional doctors, they know that if they cure a patient, if they actually teach a patient, you know, how to prevent diabetes or how to prevent cancer, that number one, that's going to take hours. And they don't have hours. They've got like 3 minutes per patient. So it's probably a waste of time. But also, secondly, most patients don't want to hear that. Most patients, see, I'm not just blaming the doctors for this, although they have a role that is destructive, but the patients themselves, you know, mainstream, think about mainstream American NPCs, they don't want to have to change their diet. They don't want to stop eating ice cream and Pop-Tarts and processed garbage all day long and, you know, fast food, etc. They want to continue their lifestyle that causes cancer and causes diabetes and causes heart disease. And they want to go to their doctor and say, hey, doctor, take away the consequences of my food choices because I don't want to change my food choices because, you know, they live their life as a six-year-old when it comes to food choice. You know, their mouth is an entertainment location instead of an intake vector for nutrition. It's all about entertainment. Like, is this fun to eat? You know, does this taste good? Yeah, if that's their criteria, then they're just going to end up on all this garbage processed food. But they don't want to have to deal with the consequences of those really immature food decisions. So that's where they go to doctors and say, hey, doctor, give me a drug. Cover up this symptom that's actually caused by my horrible food choice. See, that's how the American people are stuck in a system because there are no authorities in society that teach prevention or that teach nutrition. You know, honestly, they should make me Surgeon General, right? I mean, that'll never happen. But in an imaginary wonderland, if they made me Surgeon General, I would go out there and start teaching people how to prevent all these diseases, how to eat healthier, how to make some of your own food, how to avoid the toxic ingredients, you know? And the food industry would freak out because they'd start losing profits as fewer people would buy their toxic garbage, right? And then also Big Pharma would scream, oh, we're losing revenue because we don't have as many sick people showing up with diabetes and so on. So you see, if they put somebody like me in a position of real influence, the pharmaceutical industry would collapse and the current processed food industry would collapse because their revenue models are based on causing and treating sickness. Repeated sickness is the model. So they've turned the bodies of the American people into vessels for repeat corporate profits, obviously. And any Surgeon General that is actually put into that position is required to continue the status quo. And the status quo is an ongoing state of chronic degenerative disease, exacerbated by, you know, environmental toxins and chemical exposure through toxic personal care products, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the landscape. And that is kind of unusual in the world. You know, other countries around the world don't have it that bad. Although it's similar in Canada, similar in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, etc. But in places like the UK, the food safety requirements are much more stringent than in the US. And by the way, I'm not calling for a socialized medical system. I'm calling for a national prevention system. I'm calling for national education. You know, in fact, I'd be happy to put it all together, have a free public website that teaches people about nutrition. But that will never be tolerated inside the current system. So I continue to educate people, but I reach a very tiny minority of the population. Although the people who find my work and connect with it, they are very blessed because they know how to reverse cancer, reverse type 2 diabetes, reverse heart disease, etc. And the answers are very simple and well documented, by the way. They're just hidden from mainstream public view. You know, the system is designed to keep you ignorant, keep you dumbed down, nutritionally deficient, mass medicated, and sick on an ongoing basis. And then every once in a while, they roll out vaccine jabs with mRNA to try to kill off people, especially the elderly, so that the elderly don't continue to create a financial burden on the government itself, as the elderly, you know, collect more Social Security, Medicare, you know, pensions, etc. So that's why the mRNA flu shots, I believe, are targeting the elderly. But for those who want to learn these secrets about how to prevent disease and how to live in a healthy way and how to not need doctors, you know, I don't go in for annual checkups. No way. I don't go in for colonoscopies. You know why? Because I don't eat colon cancer causing foods. So I don't need a doctor to look up my rectum and tell me how it's going. I already know how it's going because I'm eating anti-cancer foods all the time. You see, that's the difference. A typical American eats a pro-cancer diet, so that's why they need checkups all the time. Do I have cancer yet? Do I have cancer yet? Next year? How about now? Do I have cancer this year? The reason they have to keep going in for checkups is because they keep promoting cancer with their food choice, right? But for somebody like me, it's like, I don't have a doctor. I don't need a doctor. I don't need prescription medications. I don't need health insurance. That's my choice. I'm not saying that that's perfect for you. Whatever is your choice is fine. But for me, my medicine is in my food. And for me, I know how to beat cancer. I know how to survive radiation fallout. I know how to survive spike vaccine, toxic contamination waves from vaccine fallout. And I'm sharing that information with others. So let me tell you about a new free course that I'm just announcing. It's called Unbreakable. It's about how to protect your genetic integrity during this time of vaccine shedding and also radioisotope fallout following possible nuclear war or nuclear terrorism. This course is completely free. It begins streaming free of charge this Saturday at brightu.com, which is just the word bright followed by the letter u.com. But this course will have a permanent home at the website geneticsurvival.com. And there, that is after the stream finishes, you'll be able to go to geneticsurvival.com and just register and watch the entire course, which is a full illustrated audiobook length course. It's literally over 20 hours, 13 chapters, comprehensive, teaches you all the mechanisms of how your DNA is damaged, destroyed, how you have double strand breaks, DNA lesions, translocations, base pair excisions, adductions, alkylations, oxidations, deaminations, all of these different ways of breaking your chromosomes that are very real. These all exist as real things. And I walk you through all of that. And then I reveal the nutritional, the targeted superfoods or herbs or sprouts or simple vitamins or minerals, etc., the things that you can take that either block the damage from ever happening, that's prevention, or that give your body the tools to do the repairs, because your body knows how to repair DNA damage. It just has to have the proper tools. It has to have the right enzymes, the right proteins, the right nucleotides, the right minerals. And then there are certain molecules found in certain plants, like there's one found in parsley that's especially very potent. There's a pigment found in spirulina that is especially potent. But all of your genetic, all the faults, all the lesions can all be repaired by your body's own existing knowledge if it has the right nutrition. So I'm giving this information away for free. And that's because I want you to be empowered with this. I want you to know how to protect yourself if we get into a nuclear war, or when there's more vaccine shedding that's damaging your DNA, which is exactly what will happen. So this is the method of how to do it. And nobody in the government will ever tell you this information, even though it's all backed up by published scientific studies and biochemistry, medical literature, etc. It's all backed up. No one in a position of authority will ever tell you this information. No one from the food industry wants you to know this, because you won't buy their garbage anymore. No one from big pharma or even the medical industry or the cancer industry wants you to find out about this, because guess what? If you control, if you repair all the lesions and all the genetic problems, then you're not going to grow cancer tumors. You know, it's that simple. In fact, runaway cancer is a product of unresolved DNA damage. And of course, the DNA can be damaged by ionizing radiation and chemical exposure and many other things. But if you can repair it, then when that cell divides, it's not going to be cancerous. And there are a number of mechanisms for this. There are certain genes that halt cancer growth, etc. But through translocations or base pair excisions, the genes that halt cancer growth can be eliminated, causing your cell to become a runaway cancer tumor. So that's how many cancers begin. So if you can repair that genetic code, you're not going to have the cancers. And you're also not going to have turbo cancer or turbo aging, because accelerated aging is actually simply just the physical expression of rapid accumulation of broken or DNA lesions or broken chromosomes, you know, single strand breaks, double strand breaks, etc. When your cells start falling apart, then you look older, you're aging faster, your skin looks older, your organs are older, you die sooner. That's accelerated aging. That's caused by genetic damage. And also another thing is immune system collapse. So your immune system collapse, you know, if you were to suffer something like that, can also be a result of genetic damage, because then all of the genes, and they're critical genes that control, you know, hundreds of biochemical mechanisms for your immune system to function correctly. If those genes are compromised in some of your cells, then your immune system isn't working. So you don't have the immune response that you're supposed to have, or you could get an over response, inflammation, immunological inflammation in certain tissues, including sometimes in neurological tissues. And then you start becoming highly susceptible to, you know, nerve damage or infections or runaway inflammatory conditions that can lead to cancers and lead to other diseases. So protecting your genetic integrity is the number one way to stop all of this right at the root. Stop the cell division that becomes cancer. Stop the immune system collapse and stop the rapid aging. And also rebuild your DNA and protect yourself from nuclear weapon fallout. I show you how to do that, exactly how to do it. There's a recipe for it. You can survive it. And also protect yourself from vaccine shedding fallout. So all of this is available to you. And I've put it all together completely free of charge. The website again is geneticsurvival.com. And if you go there right now, it'll click you over to brightyou.com. You can register to watch the free course that begins streaming this Saturday, one chapter per day. So that'll last 13 days because there are 13 chapters. And man, whew, wait till you get to chapters 6, 7, 8. Oh my God, they're so good. I gotta say, you're gonna gain so much value from this course. It'll blow your mind. So check it out there at geneticsurvival.com. And You're going to see the amazing illustrations also throughout the course. There's hundreds of illustrations that explain, that visualize the concepts I'm talking about here and give you the answers at no cost to you that will protect your health and protect your life for the rest of your life. So spread the word. Tell people about this course. The more people we have who are doing this, then the safer you're going to be, because then your social circle won't be, you know, shedding toxic spike proteins on you, or won't be in a desperate immune collapse scenario. The more people you can help around you, the stronger you're all going to be as a community. So again, the website is geneticsurvival.com. Check it out. It'll change your life. This is the single most important and most comprehensive course I've ever put together. And it's the one that I strongly encourage everybody to listen to. At least start with chapter one. You'll be so intrigued, and you'll want to hear the rest of it. So again, geneticsurvival.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.